Okay, thank you very much for coming, and thank you, David, for hosting. You know, Parshas Vayera is really has bookends. The beginning of the parsha is Avram recovering from Bris Milah, Avraham looking for guests, and then he so badly wants guests that the Almighty sends Malachim to be the guests. Avram gets to welcome them, to feed them, and while feeding them, they make the they inform really Sarah that in a year's time she's going to have a child. Torah says that the angel said, "Shova shuve lecha ka'is chaya, I will surely return to you at this time next year." And there will be a son to Sarah, your wife. V'Sarah shamas pesach ha'ohel. Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, and he was behind it. And the Torah then testifies, Avram v'Sarah's kenim. Avram and Sarah were old, ba'im v'yamim, they were advanced in their years. Chadalios l'Sarah orach kanashim. Sarah even had her period stop. More, Sarah laughed within herself or at herself. How's it even possible that after I've already withered, will I now go back to becoming fresh? And my master, Avram Avinu, is old as well. And Hashem rebukes Sarah. Why is she laughing? I could do anything. And Avram then confronts Sarah. Why did you laugh? She denies it. And that's where the conversation ends. And then the Torah goes on to talk about other stories. The angels are sent to destroy Sodom. Avram appeals for the people of Sodom and the whole negotiation. Maybe there'll be 50 tzaddikim or 45 or 40, 30, 20, 10. No, okay. Sodom is destroyed. Sodom will be destroyed. And then the angels make it to Sodom and Lot welcomes them. And the whole story of what goes on in Sodom, where he offers his daughters to the people of Sodom. And Sodom is overturned, and Lot is saved, and the terrible things that happened there. And finally, at the very end of the parsha, we hear that Avram Avinu had gone down to Gerar, partially to escape what people were saying about Lot and his daughters, Rashi says. And in Gerar, there are all sorts of experiences. Sarai is again taken. And again, they pretend that she's a sister. And again, released. And then finally, Sarah has her child, has her son, Yitzchak. And then we have the difficulty with Yishmael. And Yishmael mistreating Yitzchak. So Yishmael is sent away. And the whole story of him almost dying, and Hashem saving him. And then Avimelech and Fichol come back to Avram. They make a treaty that Avram won't fight with their descendants, and they'll leave apparently Avram's descendants alone. And at the very end of the parsha, we have the test of the Akedah, the most difficult of all the tests that Avram Avinu has. Where Hashem tells Avram, "Kachnas binchas yichidcha asher ahavtas Yitzchak, take the son you love, Yitzchak, v'aleu la'ola l'achad ha'arim asher amar elecha, offer him up to me in Ola on one of the mountains that I'll tell you." So there is a thought that's in the Shem Yishmuel, and it's also in the Nesivo Shalom, and it's an amazing, amazing thought. The way the Shem Yishmuel expresses it is, at the beginning of the parsha, there are really a whole series of questions that we could ask. Avram is greeted, or Avram greets three angels, three guests. So why three angels? So Rashi tells us, each angel can only do one job. So one angel is sent to tell Sarah that in a year's time she'll have a child. Another angel was sent to heal Avraham and from his Bris Milah. The third angel is going to destroy Sodom. Then when we finish with the story of Avraham, the whole back and forth with Sarah. Now there are only two angels who actually come to Sodom, because the angel who was sent to inform Sarah that she'll have a child finished his job, so he left. So if that's the case, why did the angel who's supposed to destroy stone have to come to Avram Avinu? It's not his job yet. The angel to tell Sarah she'll have a child should come. And the angel to heal Avraham should come. Now that angel, you could say, he could also come back to also save Lot, because part of Avraham's well-being is that Lot be okay, the same way Avraham risks his life in last week's parasha to run to save Lot. So Avram's not going to feel good if he's healed, but yet his nephew is suffering when Sodom is overturned and is being destroyed. Okay, so fine. The angel of saving Lot, we can understand part of his mission is also to heal Avram. That's why he's saving Lot. Lot is being saved because of Avram. So he can come to Avram, and the angel to inform Sarah can come to Avram. But why would the angel of destroying stone come to Avram? Now, it's not as if once the angels come down, they've got to be here for the whole day, right? Because the angel of informing Sarah leaves. So it's okay to send an angel to do the task, and then the angel can go. So why send the angel of destroying stone to Avram? Let Avram have the angel to inform Sarah and the angel to heal Avram. And then when they leave, so the angel of informing Sarah can leave, and now a new angel can come down, the angel of destroying stone, and two angels can still go together to stone. But why did this angel of destroying stone have to come to Avram? That's one, you know, classical question. Now another classical question that we have is the whole reaction of Sarah seems very surprising. She's told by Hashem through this angel that she's going to have a child, and she doesn't believe, and she laughs, and Hashem is upset with her for lack of belief. Avram is upset with her for lack of belief. This is all a very, very surprising reaction. She should have known that she's going to have a child, because her name was changed because of having a child. In the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem tells Avraham, okay, now it's time for you to get the bris milah. And Hashem changes him. He says, instead of being Avram, you know, local and a leader from where you came from, you become now Av Hamon Goyim, a father of a multitude of peoples. So you get another hey in your name from Avram. Lo yikarei od eshimcha Avram, vayashimcha Avraham. Your name becomes Avraham because now you've become Av Hamon Goyim, the father of multitude of nations. And why am I doing this to you? Od Ma'od. I'm going to increase you a lot. I'm going to make you into a source of nations. Kings are going to come out from you. And then Hashem tells Avram, I'm going to give you this land, and this is the bris, to do the bris milah, the circumcision. And Hashem says that I'm also going to bless Sarai. Vayomer Elokim al Avram, Sarai ishtecha lo tikra et shema Sarai, ki Sarah shema. Sarai, your wife, don't call her Sarai anymore, her name is Sarah. I'm going to bless her. I'm going to make out of her, have a son to you. I'll bless her. She's going to be a source of nations. Kings of people will come from her. And Avram also laughs. Avram falls on his face and he laughs. He says in his heart, will a 100-year-old person give birth? Is Sarah at age 90 going to give birth? And he says, well, just let Yishmael live. And Hashem says, don't worry. No, Sarah's going to have a son. You'll name him Yitzchak. He's going to be the one who gets my covenant. And about Yishmael also, I've listened to you. I'll bless him. He'll have 12 leaders. He's going to become a big nation. But my covenant is with Yitzchak. And then Avram goes and he does the bris milah to himself and to Yishmael, to everyone in the household. So Sarah's name has been changed 3 days ago, as was Avram's name changed right at the time of the bris milah for the sake of becoming now, instead of particular, Sarai, Avram, to become Av Hamon Goyim, the father of multitudes of peoples, Sarah, to be a leader over many, the princess over many, not just my princess. So she should have known that she's having a child. So why would this news from the stranger, you're going to have a child in a year's time, be such a shock that she falls down, she laughs, she can't understand it? So these are questions that the Shemi Shmuel asks. And the Shemi Shmuel gives a very, very beautiful and very profound answer, really profound. He said, we know that in the attributes, the personality traits, there are two primary personality traits. There is chesed, giving, kindness, generosity, being kind to people. And there is din, pulling in, restraint, toughness, strict rules. These are the two primary attributes. So the right hand is the symbol of chesed. The left hand, we know, is the symbol of din. And we know that traditionally we say that Avram Avinu, he represents chesed. He was a person of enormous kindness, looking to welcome guests, running out to risk his life to save Lot. He's the man of tremendous, tremendous kindness. Whereas Yitzchak, he represents the attribute of din, great self-control. Yitzchak held himself back during the Akedah to be bound on the Mizbeach. He's the one who's the symbol of just doing what his father did. You know, he goes to Grar like his father went. He digs the same wells that his father dug. He also says that his wife, Rivka, is his sister, instead of saying that she's his wife. There's a certain mold. He's stuck within that mold. He's following that mold with tremendous discipline. So Yitzchak really represents Din, and Avraham represents Chesed. Now these are really opposites. Chesed is giving, generosity, kindness. And din, justice, is to be very limited, strict, to just stay within the rules. Avram is chesed, Yitzchak is din. The truth is, if we look at Avram and Sarah, we could say that Avram relative to Sarah is chesed relative to din. Avram is Mr. Kindness. He's the one who is welcoming the guests and risking his life to save Lot, and the person who's giving way beyond what anyone expects. Anyone who might be walking by is going to find a tent with openings on each side so every traveler could come in, and with food and with generosity. That's Avram Avinu. But what do we see about Sarai? She has din. She has toughness. That when Sarai is down in Egypt, she has the discipline to not reveal that she's the wife, to say she's just a sister. But even more so, think about the way she treats Hagar. She brings Hagar in to Abraham to have a child. Maybe she'll be able to adopt that child. Then when she sees that Hagar is not treating her with such respect, she is very harsh with Hagar. And then when eventually Hagar comes back, and then again, Hagar has this child, Yishmael. In this week's Parsha, Sarai is the one who says, get rid of Yishmael, throw him out. Kilo Yirash ben Ama Zosim Beniam Yitzchak. This son of the maid is not going to inherit with my son Yitzchak. I won't accept it. And Hashem tells Avram Kol Asher Tomar Lecha Sarah Shma B'Kola. Whatever Sarah says to you to do, you need to listen to her. So Sarah is a person of great din, great rules, tough things. Throw out a son, throw out Yishmael. She's very, very strong. She's very tough. Whereas Avram, he's the person of tremendous generosity and warmth. When does Hashem tell Avraham about the birth of Yitzchak? It's in the context of which mitzvah? The mitzvah of Bris Milah. Right? When Hashem changes his name from Avram to Avraham, he says, okay, Himolachem kol zachar, you need to do Bris Milah. At that moment, that's when Hashem changes. That's when Hashem tells Avram, you're going to have a son from Sarah, you're going to have Yitzchak. Bris Milah is an act of justice. It's not an act of chesed. Chesed is giving and generosity. Bris Milah is a tough act, to cut off some skin, to make a child bleed, to hear him cry. It requires a certain toughness of spirit to do. And Bris Milah is more than just the one-time act on a young boy to cut off some skin. It's a lifelong, challenge to be Shomer HaBris, to control ourselves, to pull ourselves back from temptations, from excess lowliness. Bris Mila is the display of din. So Avram is only told about the birth of Yitzchak when he's engaged in the act of Bris Mila. Because apparently what Hashem wants is for us to balance chesed with din. Hashem wants us to be people who are integrated, people who are balanced, people who are watching ourselves from falling or sliding into an extreme. So Avram Avinu is the personality of chesed. Chesed could also be misused, chas v'shalom. If a person has too much chesed and he's too giving, he could be taken advantage of and be giving to the places where it's not even a gift to give. You know, if chas v'shalom, there's someone who's an addict and his whole addiction is to whatever it is, whatever he's addicted to. To give him money when he doesn't have money is actually not a chesed, because by giving him the money, that's preventing him from getting the help that he needs. He really needs to hit a rock bottom and to see all the doors close and then to bounce back up, to get friends and help and to improve himself. It's not even a chesed to give. So sometimes chesed is not the right thing. The ideal is to balance the chesed with din. So when Avram Avinu is doing Bris Mila, his attribute is the attribute of chesed. So now he's doing the opposite of chesed. He's cutting his own skin. He's cutting the skin of Yishmael. He's resolving to devote himself to a lifetime of discipline, of holding himself back. At that time, Hashem gives him the bracha. You're going to have a son, Yitzchak. Because when you're balanced, when you're someone who's balancing the chesed and din, it's a person of shlemus, of being holistic and complete and truly doing what God wants us to do, then he can have a son. He can have a child, Yitzchak. So perhaps Avram realized that. He said, here, I'm a person of chesed. When am I finally told that I'm going to have Yitzchak? When I'm engaged in din, I'm engaged in self-control. He figures the same is going to be true for Sarai. He changed Sarai's name. He told her, your name's changed from Sarai to Sarah. But maybe he didn't tell her about the birth of Yitzchak, because he figures she also needs to be balanced to be able to be the mother of Yitzchak, to be able to continue the Jewish nation, to bring the next generation into the world. She also needs to be a person of balance. She can't be on an extreme. But what's her attribute? Her attribute is din. So when will she be able to hear that she's going to have a son? If she is busy with chesed. The same way what would balance out Avraham, who's a person of kindness, is to be doing something of restraint. What would balance out Sarah, who's a person of restraint and toughness and rules and strictness, is if she's engaged in an act of tremendous kindness. So then the three guests come. So it's three guests who came. So now there's a chance to welcome guests. So when Sarah's busy welcoming the guests, which is an act of kindness, of doing, of helping, of generosity. That moment, that's when Hashem sends one of the guests to be the angel to inform Sarah, in a year's time, you're going to have a child because now you're being balanced. In light of that, we can understand that that's why there was a need for three angels. Because the angel who's there to destroy Sodom is an angel of din. That's an angel of judgment. The angel who's there to tell Sarah that she's going to have a child in a year's time, that's an angel of chesed, tremendous chesed. And there's always a need for a balance. You need to have chesed together with din. So the third angel, the angel to heal Avram and also to save Lot, that's really the blending together of chesed and din. That's really the attribute of rachamim, of compassion. Because out of compassion, the sick person gets healed. So the angel of telling Sarah is an angel of chesed. The angel of destroying Sodom is an angel of din. When you merge together chesed and din, and you have a little bit of rachamim, so then you have a third angel who's sent to heal Avram and also to save Lot. Because the message here is about this need to have to bonded together and blended together chesed with din. So this is the idea that the Shemi Shmuel says in the beginning of the Parsha. The same theme is said by the Nesivos Shalom at the end of the Parsha. In the end of the Parsha, we have the test of the Akedah. So if we look at the test of the Akedah, it's very interesting that the name of Hashem that's used is not Yud Kei Vav Kei, but rather it's Elokim. Very end of the Parsha, the Torah says, Vayihi achar advarim ha'ela, after this whole episode in Be'er Sheva, V'ho Elokim nisa es Avraham. And Elokim tested Avraham. Now, why not Hashem? No, it's Elokim nisa es Avraham. And he says, Avraham. Avraham says, Hineini, I'm ready. Kach nas bincha sichidcha sherahavta es Yitzchak. Please take now your son that you love, Yitzchak. V'lech l'chal eretz ha-Moriah, go to the land of Moriah, v'aleu sham l'ola l'chad ha-orim asher amare lecha, put him on one of the mountains, lift him up as an ola on one of the mountains that I'll tell you. V'yashkem Avram b'boker, Avram wakes up in the morning, v'yachvosh es chamoro, and he takes his donkey, v'yikach eshnein arav ito, he takes his two lads, Yishmael and Eliezer, v'es Yitzchak b'no, and Yitzchak his son, he cuts down the wood for the ola. He gets up and goes to the place that Elohim told him to go to. On the third day, Avram lifts up his eyes. He sees the place from a distance. Avram tells his young lad, you stay here, sit here with the donkey. I and the young man will go, we'll bow down, we'll come back. Avram takes the wood for the ola. He puts it on his son Yitzchak. He takes in his other hand the fire and the knife. And they both walk together. And the pasuk keeps repeating that. Yitzchak tells Avram, Avi, Avram says back, Hineni v'ni, I'm here, my son. Hinei ha'ish v'yitzim, I see the fire, I see the wood. Ayei ha'sel ola, where is the sheep for the ola? Vayomer Avram, Avram says back, Elokim yirelo ha'sel ola b'ni. Elokim's going to show the sheep for the ola, my son. And again, vayel chushneim yachta, and they both went together. They come to the place that God had told them to go to. Avram builds a mizbeach, he puts up the wood. He ties Yitzchak, he puts Yitzchak on the Mizbeach above the wood. He pushes his hand out, he takes the knife to slaughter his son. And then an angel calls out from the heavens, Avram, Avram, he says, here I am. Don't put your hand to the young man, don't do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God and you haven't held back your son from me. Avram then looks up, he sees a ram. He takes the ram, puts it as an ola instead of his son. Avram calls the name of the place Hashem, Hashem Yira'eh. Not Elokim, but now suddenly Hashem Yira'eh, God will see. Asher Yomer Ayom, it will be said today, Bahar Hashem Yira'eh, the mountain of God where he will be seen. And now, Vayikra Malach Hashem al Avram. Now the angel of Hashem calls to Avram a second time. Binishbatinum Hashem, I swear by my life, says God, since you've done this and you didn't spare your son, your only son, I'll bless you, I'll increase you like the stars, like the sand. And your descendants will inherit all the property of their enemies. They'll be blessed, all the people of the world, through your descendants. And then again, Vayashav Avram al Na'arav, Avram comes back to his lads. Vayakumu, they got up, Vayalchu Yachdav. And they walk together. El Be'er Sheva to Be'er Sheva, Vayeshav Avram to Be'er Sheva. So three times the Torah says, Vayalchu Shnehem Yachdav. They both went together. And if we look at the names of God, there is a switch. In the beginning, it's Elokim Nisas Avraham, Elokim tests Avraham. And it's Elokim, right? Elamakom Asher Amar Lo Elokim, to the place that Elokim told him to go to. But then, when it comes to the angel who says to stop, the angel is Malach Hashem, not Malach Elokim, but Malach Hashem. So we know that a God's name of Yud Kei Vav Kei is the name of Chesed. God's name Elokim is the name of Din. Avram's attribute was what? Is the attribute of Chesed. But what is he told when he finishes the Akedah? Ata yadati, now I know, kirei Elokim ata, that you have Yirat Shemayim. And perhaps one of the themes of the Akedah was for Avram again to blend together Chesed and Din. Avram's attribute is Chesed, is loving, is doing. But to fulfill this task, this very difficult task of offering up his son, he had to go out with the feeling, not only that I love God, but also din. If this is the rule, I have to push away all of my feelings. I'm doing what I'm told to do. I'm going to be tough here. I'm going to be very harsh here. And he had to blend the chesed and din together. The Zohar says, that's why the Torah keeps stressing, Vayelchu Shnehem Yachta, the two of them went together. Avram's attribute is chesed, and Yitzchak's attribute is din. The whole attribute of Yitzchak is din. In fact, the Kabbalists say that Yitzchak's name, we arrange the letters, spells Ketzchai, the end life. In other words, on his own, he's an end. He's limited. This is it. And God is giving him new life. He's Ketzchai. He's the person of tremendous restraint. But here, Vayelchu Shneihem Yachta, the two of them walked together. They were blending the kindness of Avram with the din of Yitzchak. God says, Ataya Dati, now I see that you have Yirat Shamayim, that you have fear, that you have the discipline, you pull yourself in, you listen to exactly what I tell you to do. That's why within this story there's a switch in the names. In the beginning it's V'Elokim Nisas Avram. God is testing Avram, but the name of God that he reveals is Elokim, a name of judgment. You have to find that judgment. Elamakom Asher Amar Lo Elokim. He goes to the place that Elokim told him to go to. But when it switches to become an act of mercy, an act of kindness, an act of grace, you don't have to kill him, it's okay. He can come off, and it's Malach Hashem in Hashemayim. Now it's named not as the place of Har Elokim, but Bahar Hashem Yira'eh, in the mountain in which Hashem will be seen. Now it's all transformed, because the purpose was again to achieve this blending of Chesed and Din. And the blending of Chesed and Din together, that's what's going to enable the real tikkun. That's the real goal. The real tikkun is to take a little bit from this side and a little bit from that side and blend it together, because that's where you get to the truth. You get to the truth, the MS of Yaakov. When you blend chesed and din, it's not just chesed, it's not just din, it's vayelchu shnehem yachtav. The two of them are going together. The Mekubalim say a very interesting thing. We know that Shachris was the prayer of Avram Avinu. Mincha is the prayer of Yitzchak Avinu, and Ma'ariv is the prayer of Yaakov Avinu, of evening. So Avram Avinu, we find, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, Avram wakes up early in the morning, this week's Parsha, and he goes to the place where he had stood before God. In other words, we had prayed for the people of stone, so clearly he's the person of the prayer of the morning. Yitzchak is the person of the prayer in the afternoon, because of next week's parsha, where Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh is going out to pray in the afternoon. And Yaakov is the person of Ma'ariv, as we find that he has the big dream, and he sleeps in that place, and he prays. So he's the person of prayer at night. In Hebrew, the word Shachris is connected to sunlight, Shachar, the new morning. Arvis is the setting of the sun, Erev, evening. Mincha has nothing to do with the afternoon. It's not Tzoharayim. It's not the prayer of Tzoharayim. The word mincha means a gift. So why is the afternoon prayer called mincha? Why isn't the afternoon prayer called Tzoharayim? Like the morning prayer is called Shachris, and the evening prayer is called Arvis, or Ma'ariv, that which is darkening and becoming evening. So the Kabbalists say like this. They say that when Yitzchak initially was put on the Mizbeach for the Akedah, that was in the morning. And that was Shachris. So when Avram put Yitzchak on the Mizbeach, Avram was davening, Hashem, accept the offering of my son. And that was part of the tefillah of Shachris. At that time, Yitzchak was still a personality of din. And as a personality of din, of a lot of din, it wasn't possible for him to be someone who is creating tfilos. When the angel comes, the angel of mercy, Malach Hashem, and says, no, al tishlach yotchal ana, release him. At that point, there was a mizug, there was a blending of chesed and din. So now Yitzchak becomes a person not of din, but din together with chesed. So when Yitzchak comes off of the Mizbeach, Yitzchak now can be a person of creating tefillos. The Zohar teaches that the Kohanim, They are symbols of chesed. Think about Aaron HaKohen, he's a peacemaker, he's a person of great generosity. Kohanim wear white. White is the color of chesed. So Yitzchak couldn't be a Kohen. He was a person of harshness. He couldn't be a Kohen. Someone who's too harsh can't be a Kohen. He's not a person of chesed. But through the blending with Avraham at the Akedah, so now Yitzchak becomes someone who has a characteristic of chesed. Suggest the Mekubalim, the sheep was only offered in the afternoon. The sheep that took the place, the ram that took the place of Yitzchak, that was in the afternoon. And when that was being offered in the afternoon, it was an ola being offered in the afternoon. Now an ola is supposed to be accompanied with a karban mincha. It's supposed to accompany an ola with flour and oil and wine. It's called minchas nesachim. Avram didn't have wine with him. He didn't have flour with him. He didn't have oil with him. So now when the sheep was being offered in the afternoon, Yitzchak felt there's something missing here. We're missing the oil. We're missing the flour. This is not a full offering of a karban ola without the oil, flour, and wine. So Yitzchak said, Hashem, my prayer is going to be that mincha. I'm praying that this sheep should take my place, and this sheep should be accepted, and to take the place of the minchas nesachim, the gift of wine and oil and flour, I myself am offering a prayer. My prayer is the replacement of the gift. That's why this prayer of the afternoon is called mincha. Mincha is the gift. The gift of the minchas nesachim is to take the place of the mincha that Yitzchak wanted to give, but there was no mincha to give. Yitzchak couldn't be a person of avodah. He didn't have the quality of being a kohen until he would blend his din with the chesed of Avram. That's why the Torah says after they did the Akedah and they're heading back home again, vayelchu yachdav, they were going together. Because not only was Avraham blending himself with the din of Yitzchak to have the strength to do the Akedah, so that God would say about him, Atayadati kirei Elokim ata, now I know that you have real Yirat Shemayim, you have real discipline, you have real strength. But also after the Akedah, Vayelchu Yachdav, they went together because Yitzchak was blending himself with the chesed of Abraham. Yitzchak was also becoming a Kohen. He was having this chesed, this loving nature. And together they could go down to continue on. So the bottom line lesson that we can take away from all these beautiful ideas is to try to be people who balance and who blend together. Who blend together on the one hand chesed with din, to blend the generosity with the discipline, but also if someone's a personality of discipline, to blend the discipline together with generosity. Because really, ultimately, the blending together, that's where we get to the truth. We only can get to the truth when we blend together the times when to give, together with the times of when to hold back. It's that blending together that's the MS, that's the right approach. That's how we can get a Yitzchak. That's how Sarah reaches her tikkun. That's how Avram reaches his tikkun. That's even how Yitzchak reaches his tikkun as well. So again, thank you all for coming.